O people! There are too many of you to shake my hand at the same time, and Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, commanded me to take verbal recognition from you regarding what I finalized, on behalf of Allah, about Ali, the Commander of the Believers, and about the Imams from me and him who shall succeed him, based on what I informed you that my offspring are from his loins. Therefore, pronounce this in one voice. We heard, obeyed, are satisfied, and are submitted to what you have conveyed to us from our Lord and your Lord with regard to the authority of Ali, the Commander of the Believers, and the authority of the Imams from his loins. We pledge allegiance to you in this regard with our hearts, our souls, our tongues, and our hands. According to this, shall we live, shall we die, and shall we be resurrected? We shall not alter, nor shall we substitute, nor shall we entertain doubt, nor shall we deny, nor shall we distrust, nor shall we withdraw from the covenant, nor shall we breach the pact. O Messenger! You advised us, on behalf of Allah, regarding Ali, the Commander of the Believers, and the Imams after him that you mentioned to be of your offspring from his descendants who are, Al-Hassan, Al-Hussein, and whomever Allah shall appoint after them. The covenant and the pledge are taken from us, from our hearts, our souls, our tongues, our minds, and our hands. Any one of us who can reach him shall shake his hand, otherwise he shall affirm the covenant by his tongue. We shall not seek any substitute for it, nor shall Allah see in our souls any diversion from it. We shall convey the same on your behalf to anyone, near or far, among our offspring and our people. We take Allah as witness to this, and surely Allah suffices as witness. You are also witness over us, so are anyone who obeyed, visible or covered, Allah's angels, his forces, and his servants. And Allah is greater than every witness. O people! What do you say? Verily, Allah is well aware of every voice and the secrecy of every soul. He who accepts guidance, it is to the benefit of his own soul, and he who goes astray, does so to his own loss. Those who pledge fealty, they indeed pledge fealty to Allah, the hand of Allah is over their hands. O people! Be mindful of Allah, give your oath of allegiance to Ali, the Commander of the Believers, may Allah's blessings be upon him, to Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein, and to the Imams from them a goodly word, that is enduring. Allah shall cause whoever acts treacherously to perish and shall have mercy on whoever remains loyal. Thus, anyone who violates his oath has indeed violated his own soul. And anyone who fulfills the covenant he has made with Allah, he shall soon grant him a great reward. O people! Say what I told you, and greet Ali with the title of the Commander of the Believers. And also say, we listened, and obeyed, your forgiveness do we seek, our Lord, and towards your reward or punishment is the eventual turn. And say, praise be to Allah who has guided us to this. Never could we be guided had Allah not guided us. O people! Without doubt, the merits of Ali ibn Abi Talib in the sight of Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, which are indeed revealed in the Holy Quran, are more numerous than I could recount in one speech. Thus, whenever someone relates them to you and acquaints you with them, believe him. O people! Whoever obeys Allah, his messenger, Ali, and the Imams that I mentioned, has indeed achieved a great prosperity. O people! The foremost from among you in paying homage to him, truly accepting his guardianship, and greeting him as the commander of the believers are the winners of the gardens of bliss. O people! Say what makes Allah be pleased with you, and know that if you and all the people on earth disbelieve, it shall not harm Allah in the least. O Allah! Forgive the believers through what I have conveyed and commanded, and let your wrath descend upon those who deny and disbelieve, and praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds.